I am going to bring on right now my good buddy and a patriot musician extraordinaire. That is Dave Bray. Dave Bray, welcome back to the C.L. Bryant Show. How are you, brother?
CL, it's so good to hear from you. You forgot in my introduction to add white privilege, patriotic United States rocker. You got to add the white privilege in there. You know, that comes with it.
You know, I forgot how privileged you were being white.
Jiminy Christmas. Well, I mean, in this day and age, I mean, who isn't, you know, at this day and age? I mean, I guess unless maybe you play football, then you're not privileged. You know, I guess you have more constitutional rights if you're a football player than anybody else, but we're figuring that all out as we go, and it's been a crazy week. So how you been?
It has been a crazy week, Dave. And I want to talk to you about that NFL thing, and, of course, I want to talk to you about guns and the Second Amendment as well. But first, tell folks how to get a hold of you. I've been kicking around the idea, Dave, of talking to the president of Red State Talk. You're a great musician, and I know another great musician as well. His name is D. Rock. I'd love to have you and perhaps one other act on a venue that we are going to plan somewhere in America to stop the madness tour, I guess. I don't know what we'll call it, but hey, let's see what we can get together. But tell people how to get a hold of you.
Well, first off, CL, thanks for having me on the show. I always appreciate it. You know, I like to yank your chain a little bit. But on the side note, my name is Dave Bray, USA. I am a singer-songwriter. I'm also a proud United States Navy veteran. I'm a husband, a father, and a true patriot. And, you know, over the last few years, I've been dedicating my musical career to patriotism, support of the Second Amendment, support of our military, our fire, and most importantly, even after the light of this week's events, our first responders. And if anybody wants to see my stuff, check out my videos. They can see the video for a song I did called Last Call, which is dedicated to our fallen police. And that is at DaveBrayUSA.com. That's DaveBrayUSA.com. You can check out all the stuff there. Please subscribe and write us a little note saying you heard us on C.L. Bryant Show.
Dave Bray, USA. I just love it. It just rolls off the lips real easy.
It's building. We're building it, man. We're building this thing.
Dave, when we look at the lunacy that's going on, let's talk about guns first because it is right there in front of us. Dave, I've never seen them stop drug trafficking. Prohibition didn't work. What makes them think if they ban guns that Americans won't get guns? Aren't the same people who sell drugs the same people who will sell illegal guns? What do you say about it?
I think what we're facing in this country is the blinder syndrome. You know, yes, mass shooter, crazy guy, Las Vegas, we all understand that is it's an issue, but the issue was the man behind the weapon. The guns themselves are not running around the streets killing people, and that's the problem, is the mentality of the people that are holding them. If we look at the numbers in Chicago, it makes Las Vegas and the shootings in Florida, it makes all these mass shootings look small. If we look at the actual true facts behind gun control and what's happening with the Democratic leadership in cities like Chicago, it defuncts everything that any gun law has ever put down on a piece of paper throughout the history of mankind. And it's not going to change unless we start dealing with the more important issue of mental health. And I believe that is where we need to start.
Absolutely. There are a lot of nutty people walking around, and it's apparent that this guy was absolutely out of his mind. But when we look at the sidelines of the NFL, what do we offer them? Are they loons too? Are they crazy too? I mean, give us your take on what's going on with that. Do we lump them all into one pile? What's happening?
Well, I want to circle back on the gun control issue, you know, first, just before we move on to the NFL, which is another, you know, debacle in itself. But when we're looking at issues, when something like this happens, it was less than an hour or 2 hours where we had Hillary Clinton, you know, Feinstein and Pelosi and everybody else on Twitter and Instagram that are just automatically going after NRA, gun lobbyists, going after anybody that's pro gun and pushing an agenda. And if we want to talk about a society of people that have their minds in the wrong direction, when we have mass tragedy like this, you know, cripples our people, our country. And I'm speaking because we lost somebody from the area where I grew up and where I live today. His name is Bill Wolf. He was a football coach, a baseball coach, a wrestling coach. He was in that audience with him and his wife. They were celebrating their anniversary, and he perished that night. And that, the humanity is what's missing in this country. It's not laws that are going to change people's ways of thinking. It's genuine humanity towards the guy next to you, whether he's any color or believes in guns or doesn't believe. It's humanity and caring and genuinely asking what the person next to you really needs. And we've lost that. We've lost a sense of community in this country because we've lost the family unit, which is where you learn that, and we've lost the church. And that is where the problem lies. And that's when I say we get back to mental illness and instability, is because those people are lone wolves. They're rogue. They're on their own in a world, and they feel alone. And this is the outcome. But you do not see left wing, Democratic, upper tier politicians going after Peterbilt or any of these other vehicle manufacturers that have been involved in crushing down mass people in crowds. You don't see them going after truck control or vehicle control. There's no difference behind the person that's behind the wheel of a truck that's going to run it through an audience or run it through a crowd of people than there is in the shooter who's going to stand up on top of a building and try to kill as many people as possible.
You know, Dave, you bring up an incredibly interesting point when you talk about people identifying with other people or talking. Is it, Dave, and we have about a minute and a half left in this segment, that I want you to stay with me through the break, and I want to bring you back after the break. Dave, we don't talk to each other enough, and before you came on, I was saying, you mentioned the Christian church and Christianity, and I was saying that when most kids leave the house, they leave their faith behind because they don't know when they get out into the world what to tell people about what they believe. They don't even know. They don't know how to defend it. They don't know why they are Christians. They don't even know if they believe it themselves. And but Dave, the thing that I want to ask you is, are we talking to each other, and surely are we talking to our kids about the greatness of our nation and the Judeo-Christian principle? What do you think?
I think what we're learning a lot from, not exactly like you said, first primary number one, we're not speaking, we're not communicating from the family unit and teaching what we want in our families to go in throughout them and their future in society. But number two, where our children are learning is from television, and what they're seeing on television is a protest, even in National Football League, now into Pee Wee and Pop Warner football, kids being used as a platform, players using themselves and platforms that don't belong to them to politically manipulate the way people believe in a certain system. And I feel like that is part of the problem. When the young kids who want to be, a professional football athlete see their favorite athlete out there taking a knee, what are they going to do? When you choose your heroes, your future is decided. And you say, I'll say this again, I said it to my boys, I say it to my kids, you show me your friends, I'll show you your future. And I say the same thing about your heroes. The day you choose your hero is the day that your future is going to be decided. So choose your heroes wisely. And like you said, I believe in the Christian Judeo values as well. And I'm right there with you that they need to be brought back into as many places as possible, because we've seen the repercussions of what happens when you take them out.
I'm with you, brother. Stay with me, Dave, through the break. We're on with Dave Bray. You can go to Dave Bray USA and found out all about him. And I'm telling you, he is an extraordinary character, incredible singer, musician, great guy. Dave Bray is on with me. Don't you go anywhere. This is CL. We're broadcasting throughout the Fruited Plains by means of Red State Talk Radio, coast to coast, throughout the Fruited Plains of our greatest nation on the face of this planet, the greatest success story the world has ever known. Be right back.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities.
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
The C.L. Bryant Radio Show continues to bring a fresh perspective on hot topics and current events to his daily broadcast. C.L. believes that a platform needs to be available for people of all ethnic backgrounds to come together, voice their opinions, and ask questions. His radio show offers solutions to problems we all face and presents a clear path away from the edge. Information on underwriting the C.L. Bryant Show can be found at PromiseTalkRadio.org or from Mike Duncan, 318-550-2000. C.L. Bryant, a man who loves God and his country.
Find out, go to Dave Bray USA, Dave Bray USA, and find out about Dave Bray. I am C.L. Bryant. This is the C.L. Bryant Show. And don't forget that on Monday, we will be coming to you over the airwaves throughout the fruited plains of the greatest nation on the face of the planet, America, by means of Red State Talk Radio, Monday, from 12 Eastern until 2, 11 to 1 Central Standard Time. We're on with Dave Bray, Dave Bray USA. Dave, thank you so much for being there with me. Let's get back into our conversation. We were talking about the lunacy that goes on so many times in our nation that we are seeing played out. You talked about hero worship when we were leaving out. Is it a design of progressive liberals, in your opinion, to use these sports figures, their hero worship, as a way of manipulating the mindset of our young people? How are you seeing that shake out?
Well, again, you forgot to introduce me properly. It's the dangerously handsome Dave Bray USA. That's, you know, we got to get that right every time. Every time I got to remind you, CEO. But so I think what you're touching on is important, because it's not even the type of heroes that we are wanting to emulate or putting up on pedestals, that the media puts on pedestals, that the news puts on pedestals. That it's not the type of heroes, but it's actually what the heroes are representing. And when we're looking at the NFL and the landscape that they are using, is not even international. This is a global thing that people watch all over the world. So when they see people, players, our heroes for our kids, number 87, 76, whatever, they see these guys taking a knee in protest. And basically what they're saying is, in protest of police brutality, equal rights. And they're saying that in a way that I believe, number one, is the wrong platform, and in a way that they're saying it against the thing that is giving them the equal rights and giving everyone the equal rights. So it's very hypocritical, and it's very dangerous, I feel, because it's using a false description and display against something that is completely non-relevant to the actual protest at hand and the way that it's being done. And if that makes sense to anybody else but me, I'll be surprised. But what I'm basically saying, it's like, if you don't like something, your protest is to buy as many oranges as you possibly can and squish them. But it has nothing to do with oranges, orange juice, or anything to do with the tree or the plant or even where they're grown. If that makes sense, that's what I'm trying to get at, is that that protest and the people that are doing it are against the things that we love in this country, the flag, our national anthem, our police, our first responders. Those are the people in this country, our military, our veterans. That is what has built this country, and they're trying to shift a narrative into a race that has built the country, and they're trying to pull slavery and anti-Confederatism into it by ripping down statues and everything else. All this is right out of the playbook. It's Saul Alinsky day in and day out, change the narrative, mix up the direction from where you're even protesting towards and to and what you're protesting, and then shift the dialogue and recreate history. And that's what I feel like we're seeing here.
Dave, when I see athletes who kneel at the playing of their national anthem in a foreign country like England, who, by the way, we did best in that Revolutionary War, but then they stand out in respect to the song of God Save the Queen. Dave, you know, I think I've told you this before. My great-grandfather was in Cuba in the Spanish-American War, and my grandfather was in World War I, my father, World War II. I take it very personal. I still have the flags that draped my father's coffin and my grandfather's coffin. I take it personally when I see that type of thing. But this is my question to you, Dave. How is it that the National Football League, the NBA, the National Basketball League, and then you have these owners who will join in with this type of foolishness when you and I are the customers? You and I are the ones who pay these salaries. How is it possible that they miss? Or how can they be so blind, so tone deaf? I don't get it. How do you explain it?
Well, this is what happens when you get too big for your quote-unquote proverbial britches and you believe you're on top of the world and that there's so much money, and there's, it doesn't matter what you do, and you feel as though now you can shift into taking what the National Football League is all about and change the representation of it. What I believe it should happen, and it should be done publicly, is that we should be shutting off. I mean, it's very small, one person at a time, but you know, with sponsors, big sponsors, Ford, Chevy, you know, we the people still outweigh all of them. We are still the mass of everything. Our dollars are what makes this world go around. So when we pay money for a Ford, that Ford goes and advertises on NFL. You're paying it. You're funding this type of behavior. You know, let's look at the sponsors. Let's make moves. You know, if this is a great example, you want to make a stand, you want to make a political statement, fine. Freedom of speech, so be it. I don't agree with it, so be it. But we also have the right to rally up and express how we continue to fund them. Are we going to continue to watch them? Are we going to continue buying jerseys and tickets and memorabilia? No. Done. Am I going to buy a Ford if I see Ford advertising on NFL? No, I'm not. I'm done. So, choose, let them choose, but choose wisely, but let them also understand that the mistakes that they've made and show them with our silent majority. That's how we do it.
I have not watched a football game since the 2 weeks ago when the Cowboys played, when Jerry Jones was kneeling there with the Cowboys. I haven't watched football since, and I really do love the game. But now, finally, this is the final question I have for you, Dave. I got to get get an update version or your opinion now. How's our president doing? How's President Trump handling the situation? How's he handling the office 8 months in? You give us your opinion.
Well, he's had such an easy time. He's had such an easy go of it. I mean, at least he hasn't had, you know, it could be worse. He could have, you know, had hurricanes. He could have had, you know, a lunatic over in you know, North Korea trying to set off bombs. I mean, he's had it pretty easy. You know what I mean? In 8 months, this guy has taken on more. I feel this guy has taken on more than most presidents do in an entire 4-year term. I mean, the amount of natural disaster devastation that this country's had. Now we have this shooting. Now we have Kim Jong-il. We have We have so many. It's just everything is out of left field for this guy, and I do feel in a way that he's rocked on his heels. And he, which way do you go? Where are you supposed to direct your attention? I'm hoping that the cabinet can stay strong and rally behind him. And I pray that the people that he's put in the leadership positions are going to hold and dig in. And actually, it's going to take some work, because getting out of all this is going to take a lot of work between the natural disasters and everything else we've got going on. I don't agree with everything that Donald Trump says. I'm not going to be one of those people that stands behind everything he says. I think he has a bit of, detachment as far as, some of his language. But at the same time, do I think he's doing a good job? Yes. Do I think he's buckling down and doing exactly what he to the utmost best of his ability? Absolutely. I've seen this guy campaign, and I don't think that his work ethic has changed a bit. And I think that he is working his tail into the dirt to do as much as he possibly can. I think he's probably exhausted to the end of his will. And I don't know how he's still hanging, but he is. And I'm still standing behind Trump. I'm still on the Trump train.
I'm still on there with you. The next time I bring you on, I'm going to get either my wife, Jane, or Michelle to do the introduction on the way you want to be introduced. I don't think a masculine voice. I don't think a masculine voice could pull that off. But listen, man.
That's funny.
Everybody go to Dave Bray. Dave Bray, USA. Dave Bray, USA. And learn more about my good friend, my buddy, Dave Bray. Man, thank you so much for sharing some time with me here today. We'll talk to you down the road.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on. Send them to DaveBrayUSA.com, and thank you very much, and God bless you, sir.
Thank you. I'm CL. That was Dave Bray. Go to DaveBrayUSA.com and learn more about him. He is an incredibly interesting character. I am telling you, he is.